let's begin our discussion again. This slot will be a halacha slot, Beit Hashem, every Sunday. Before Yantif, we're doing Yonah Dioma. Today we'll do a Chaz Rosh Hashanah. Next week, not sure. I don't know how many more Sundays we have, but hopefully if we could have three, we'll have one Rosh Hashanah. Next week, Hilchas Yom Kippur. And the following week, we need one on Inyanim of Dal and Minim, hopefully, before this could be the first time that maybe some of you are buying your own. Beit Hashem, we'll talk about that. But today is Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, and it'll be also, you have the Mar Makomos in front of you, but it's Al Seder HaShulchan Aruch also. Those who have a Shulchan Aruch could follow in, if not, just listen, and then we will continue. So Tav Kuf Pei Aleph is the beginning of Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Noagim Lakum Bashmaras Lomar Slichos V'Zachnunim Mirash Chodesh Elul. Ve'elachad Yom HaKippurim. Slichos is the first thing that hits the ones that follow the Shulchan Aruch, meaning Sfaradim started Slichos already Rosh Chodesh Elul. Ashkenazim do not. Ashkenazim start Motzi Shabbos, right? It's always Motzi Shabbos, as we'll talk about, Beit Hashem. Elul Mirash Chodesh Ve'elach, right here. Rosh Chodesh Ve'elach, Maschilin Litkoach Atvila Shachris. We start blowing shofar, minhag of blowing shofar of in the morning. Again, in the days of the tour, it seems like it was even in the afternoon. But we start blowing shofar. The Achronim quote, we add L'David Hashem Ori, that is not in the Shulchan Aruch, but that's also the minhagim. V'yish b'kosh token b'gamkin ba'arvis v'omdim ashvoros v'boker slichus b'yom rishon shelofnei Rosh Hashanah. So we start slichus this Sunday, meaning the Motzi Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. Why do we start slichus then? We always start on a Motzi Shabbos, so we always start the same day of the week, so it's not confusing. So it's always the same day of the week, Motzi Shabbos. But we need at least 4 days. Again, a lot of what we're going to say is outside the Mishnah Brura. We need at least 4 days of slichus. Why do we need 4 days of slichus? At least, and that's why Rosh Hashanah cannot be on Lo Adu Rosh. Lo Adu, Aleph, Dalet Vav, Sunday, Wednesday, Friday. Rosh Hashanah cannot fall out on a Sunday, Wednesday, Friday. The other days of the week it could fall out. So if you have 4 days, if Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Thursday, then fine. You start Motzi Shabbos before, you're good, you have 4 days. But like this year, Rosh Hashanah is on a Sunday night, Rosh Hashanah is on a Monday, so you have to start the week before. So we start, we'll have more than 4 days, but that's what we start this Motzi Shabbos with Slichos, at least 4 days. Why 4 days? So two reasons given by the Achronim. Number one is that in the days of old, they used to do tshuva and fast for 4 days before Yom Kippur, for 10 days before Yom Kippur. But the problem is there are 4 days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva that you can't fast. And that is the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, we paskin not. What else? Shabbos and Erev Yom Kippur, the only weekday of the year that there's a mitzvah daraisa to eat. Right, so those 4 days, one cannot fast, and that is why we try to kind of make it up with 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. So we say slichus, those are the days of tshuva, and that is how we get the extra 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. The other reason, though, is that in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, they used to check karbanos for blemishes, for mumin, at least for 4 days before bringing the karban. So on Rosh Hashanah, we're the karban. Rosh Hashanah, it's Kiilu. The Gemara says, Akadatem Atzmachem Lefanai. We remember Akedas Yitzchak on Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, it's Kiilu, we're being okayed ourselves. We need to check ourselves for 4 days. At least 4 days. More than 4 days. But those are the two reasons given by the Achronim why Slichus starts at least 4 days before. Again, Slichus, it's better if one can. First of all, once you get a Hebrew-English Slichus. You know, unless somebody is fluent in medieval, Rishonic allusions to Midrashim, which I am not. Every line in the Slichos is an allusion to a Medrash, but, you know, we should make Slichos more meaningful. The Art Scroll Slichos are great, but one should have it. And again, if one could put in some time before the actual saying of Slichos, it'll definitely make it a different experience. But again, the most important parts of Slichos are the parts that are the easier parts to understand, so to speak. Ashrei. And the first part is a collection of psukim. Shomei Atfila. That's the long section. And Hashem, Hashem. Kelrach v'chanan. The Yugim Omidos. That's the Iker part of Slichos. The Yugim Omidos. Even if one didn't finish the paragraph in between, skip. And it's better to go slower and say less. Like the first siman in Shulchan Aruch says. Even if it means I'm going to say a line, I'm going to look over at the English, I'm going to say a line, look over at the English, fine. Even if you only say four lines, that's better than saying just rushing through it and saying it all without understanding. And then you skip the Kel Melech Yoshev when the Tzibur gets up to that, and Hashem Hashem. And then the end of Slichos, which goes back, that's very old, that goes all the way back to the Tanam, it's the Mishnayos and Meseches Tainis. Misha'ana, Aneinu Hashem Aneinu, all of those that you say at the end, and the Hashamnus. So those are easier to understand the Hebrew. But again, Slichos, make it more meaningful. Say less and concentrate more. And again, it's a challenge. It's at a hard time of day or night, whatever one is when one is doing it. Hashem understands. We try our best. We try our best, and we do what we could do. But that's in terms of making slichos meaningful. Okay, so we have slichos, and there are different minhagim about who's the baal tefillah for slichos and for the Yom HaNarayim, married, age, children, all different requirements. That's not for now. And there is a minhag of whoever says slichos is the one who is the chasen for the rest of Shacharis. That's also interesting what the lamdus is for that. But the Rama quotes that in Siman Aleph, Sif Aleph, Yish Makom Hashanoagim Shemizal Slichos Mispal Kalayo. Good. Sif Pei, the Shulchan Aruch quotes an unknown minhag or a non-famous minhag. Right? I once had a discussion with somebody that we had a whole list. Items mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch that nobody does. Items not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch that everybody does. Right? And there are big groups on both of those lists. But one of them is right here. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, there's a minhag to fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Noagim l'sanos be'erev Rosh Hashanah. That is quoted here in Sif Beis. Many people don't do that. If one can, it's a good idea to not the whole day. You don't want to go into Rosh Hashanah feeling sick. But at least till chatzos. Just means skip breakfast. Right? If one could do that, it is a nice minhag. We do it in our house. We try to. So Noagim l'sanos erev Rosh Hashanah. Why does this come from? Where does it come from? Number one, because it's Erev Rosh Hashanah. We're going to learn later, but I'll mention it now. But Be'ez Hashem, later, the Shulchan Aruch says that there is a machlokas ga'onim, whether one should fast on Rosh Hashanah. It's Yom HaDin. Maybe you should fast. Be'ez Din fasted when they put somebody to death that day on the Yom HaDin of people, so maybe we should fast. We don't paskin that way. We paskin it's a yantif. We paskin this simchas yantif, and it breaks avelus. But we know it's a serious day. It's not just a regular yantif. So maybe we push it up a little bit. That's like an Erev Rosh Hashanah, at least to fast for a couple of hours. If one can, there's no requirement to. If one is just a bad faster, and even if you skip breakfast, you're going to have a terrible day. I would say not to fast. But if you get it, but Chatzos is like, 1 o'clock. So if one could, even if not for this year, but for the future, to know that that is a custom. Erev Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so that's Tov Kuf Pei Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch also says, we don't say Tachnun on Erev Rosh Hashanah, even though we said Tachnun at the end of Slichas on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Ashkenazim have very long Slichas on Erev Rosh Hashanah. And there's Ramah adds, Ve'ein Token Be'erev Rosh Hashanah. Right, we don't blow shofar on Erev Rosh Hashanah. That's for one of two reasons also. We want to be mafsik between the Tekiyas de Chiyuva and Tekiyas de Rishus. We know we've blown shofar for a month out of a minhag. We don't have to blow shofar the whole Rechodesh Elul. But and tomorrow, Rosh Hashanah, we're going to have to blow because of the chiyuv to blow shofar. We want to have a hefsek between the two, and that's why 2 weeks from today, Sunday, Erev Rosh Hashanah, we won't blow shofar. It'll be the one day in between. 2 days, we'll have Shabbos, but the one day that we won't blow shofar in between. And the other reason is La'arbi v'esas satan. So for that, you'll have to come to the Sichas Chaim Be'ez Hashem in a couple of hours. What does that mean? Okay, Tav Kuf Pei Beis. Oh, I'm sorry, one more Shulchan Aruch. Mechabsin Mestapin Be'er Rosh Hashanah. We take showers and we get dressed up and get haircuts for Erev Rosh Hashanah, meaning it's a yantif. We should recognize it's a yantif, and there's good food on yantif, and we treat it like a yantif, even if though it is a separate type of yantif, being that it is Yom HaDin. There's a minute to go to the mikvah. If one has the minhag to go to Beis HaKfaris Erev Rosh sometime in Elul at the end of Tav Kuf Pei Aleph. Tav Kuf Pei Beis, the Hosafos during the... Just bring a chair so you don't have to stand the whole time. Bring a chair from next door. The Hosafos during the week. Aseres Yimei Tshuva, during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we know we add in. Hamelach HaKadosh, instead of Akel HaKadosh, Hamelach HaMishpat, we add in. Ashkenazic custom is, if you forget those, you do not have to repeat for HaMelech HaMishpat, you do have to repeat for HaMelech HaKadosh. Because HaMelech HaMishpat, you already said, Melech Oev Stakul Mishpat. So it's okay. Hamalach HaKadosh, though one has to repeat. The Shulchan Aruch seems to say that one repeats even for Hamalach HaMishpat. But the Ramah is says that, look what I wrote before, and we don't. Tokadei Dibur. If one remembers within a few seconds and one has not started Atachonein yet, then you can still go back. Okay, HaKadosh. That's okay. Right? If you said the word Atah, it's too late. Right? If you said Atah after Chonein, so then it's too late and one has to start again. Start the Amidah again, because the Malach HaKadosh is defining for the Shemona Esrei, and therefore one has to repeat. If one does not remember if one said Malach HaKadosh, one could assume one did not say Malach HaKadosh, because we don't say it often enough to have the Chazakah that we said it. If I remember that I was thinking that I have to remember to say HaMelech HaKadosh, then you could probably assume that you did say it. If you remember that you wanted to say it in Shmona Esrei, then you can. But if you have no idea, I just started, you know, autopilot, right? Then all of a sudden I'm in Tekava Shofar. I don't know how I got here, but that's where I am, right? So then we assume that if you have no idea, then you probably one probably didn't say it. Okay, but one could go back within a few seconds. We also changed on Friday night. Instead of saying Hakel in the special Chazaras HaShatz, so to speak, for Friday night, we also changed that to HaMelech. That is HaMelech and the two. Sif Hei, Im lo amar Zachreinu mi chamocha. What about the other Hosafo? Zachreinu mi chamocha. Chsov b'sefer chayim. Those we do not repeat. Those we do not repeat. One asked before. Why? Because those are not in Shas. Right, those are in the Gaonim. Right, Zachreinu L'chaim is nowhere in Shas. Those Hosafos are post Talmudic, and therefore they hold less weight. We should mention them, but we don't have to repeat. Some Rishonim, the Rashba says, don't say them. Why? The Rashba says, Al pi halacha. How could you say them? The first three brachos are shevach. And what's Zachreinu L'chaim? Hashem save us, let us live. What are we doing putting that in the middle of the first three brachas? Says the Rashba, it's wrong. Don't say it. But the Minog of Klal Yisrael, Tosfos and the Rosh and many others say, no, we do say it. Why do we say it? Different explanations. The fact that we need Hashem to give us life is the greatest Shevach that Hashem has. So it is Shevach that we rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Either way, that's the Minog of Klal Yisrael. We add these in. But because it's not in Shas, whenever something is not in Shas, it's lesser in Halacha. So, for example, Yemei Svira, all the Minhagim of Svira, nowhere in Shas. All it says in Shas is that Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim died during Svira. That's it. All the Minhagim of Svira, marriages and music, that's all good. That's all after the Gemara. That's why there are many more kulas regarding Svira than, let's say, Shvua Shechalbo, which is already in the Gemara. Shvua Shechalbo Tisha B'Av. Yemei Shechas Av is in the Gemara, but not the Nihugim. Okay. But that is the, in terms of the Hosafos. In terms of the Hosafos, the Afilu Akar Raglav. Again, even if you're in the still in the middle of Shmona Esrei, you don't have one that doesn't have to go back for the other Hosafos. The Shulchan Aruch discusses. We say Vatin Lonas Yom Hazikaron Hazeh, but Eino Maske Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah is super Rosh Chodesh, but we don't mention Rosh Chodesh in our Tfilos because it's subsumed in the Rosh Hashanah. Where do we mention besides in the Shmona Esrei the Achronim mention? This is fascinating. It's in the Achronim. It's a minhag of all of Klal Yisrael, but it's not in the Shulchan Aruch. Put it on that list. Right before Shmona Esrei on Rosh Hashanah night, we say in most shuls, most of the shuls from where you're from. Many shuls in Eretz Yisrael, they don't say it, but in most shuls out there, Tiku b'chodesh shofar, we say the pasuk, right? Just like every Friday night, we say v'shamru, and every Yom Tov night, we say v'yidabar Hashem. And by their Moshe's Mode Hashem, but that's somewhat controversial. It's the minhag of Klal Yisrael. Where does it come from? What's the controversy? The controversy is Smichas Geula Letfila, beginning of Shas. You can't just have a break between Gal Yisrael and Shmona Esrei. So Hashkiveinu, that's in the Gemara. The Gemara says Hashkiveinu is a Geula Arichta, whatever that means. Hashem Svasai Tiftach, oh, that's Tfila Arichta. You stretch it from both sides. Kishem Hashem Ekra is not in the Gemara. That's why Kishem Hashem Ekra we only say during Shmona Esrei is when we don't have Geula, Musaf and Mincha, and Ne'ilah. But that's how you remember. Oh, it's not like a magic. Like, when do you put in Kishem Hashem Ekra? So they added that in after. But so how do we say these psukim? Chatzi Kaddish, that's a mitzarif of the tzibur. That's why you're allowed to say Kaddish before. But how do you say these other Vishamru, Vayadaber? So the Vilna Gaon says, don't say them. Right? It's wrong. And that's why the Minog in Yerushalayim, the Minog of many places in Eretz Yisrael, do they say Vishamru here? Probably not. But they do say it? Okay, good. I don't remember. But in Yerushalayim, nobody says it because it's the Grah. But most places, the Tur quotes Vishamru. The Tur quotes, you say Vishamru. So why does... I don't know if I give you all of these marmakomos, but no, I didn't. Why Vishamru? Because the Gemara says if Bnei Yisrael keep two Shabbosos, they'll get Geula. So that's also Geula Richta by saying Vishamru. That's why every Friday night you can say Vishamru. But the Mefarshim on the bottom of the Torah say, okay, that works for Vishamru. What about Vaidaber Moshe Esmodei Hashem? What about on Yontif? How does that work? That's Yontif, right? So says the Mefarshim explained, the Levush summarizes this in source number 6. May we say Vayadaber Mishum, because all Amodim are Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. It also is connected to Geula. What about Rosh Hashanah? Zecher to the Shofar Gadol, to Kabbah Shofar Gadol L'Chei Ruseinu. And that's the Levush. The Levush is amazing. Sefer the Levush, Rav Mordechai Yaffe, he's lived right after the Ramah. All of his farm are named based on a pasuk in the Megillah. Or Mordechai Yatza Bilab. Right, Lavush Malchus, the Anor Chaim is Lavush. Butzvar Gamon is a sefer on, I think, Choshe Mishpat. Aterezav is a sefer on Yoredeya. It's all based on that pasuk. In the Megillah, he named all of his svarim. So that solves the Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur, you have a problem still also. Right, so the Lavush says, that's Gulas HaNefesh. Right, Gulas HaNefesh. Okay, great. Either way, other Rishonim say there's no problem with this because it's like you're allowed to announce the page or to remind people to say the right Shemona Esrei. So that's basically what the pasuk is. It's there to remind everybody to say the right Shemona Esrei. That's why, you know, turn to the back. Don't say the Shemona Esrei of Shabbos. Either way, the Minhag of Klal Yisrael has solid footing to say that. The last line of the Ramah in Tov Kuf Pei Beis, the Minhag is for everybody to say to their friend, Lashana Tova Tikasev. Period. The Ramah just says Tikatev. What happened to the next word? The Magen Avraham says Visei Chasem. Right? Tikasev Visei Chasem. Why you can't leave out Visei Chasem? What's the issue? So the Gemara says, let's get to some of the sources here. The Gemara says in source number 8. Amar of Krispadai Rabbi Yochanan, famous Gemara. Shloshes Svarim Niftachim Rosh Hashanah. We know there are three books open on Rosh Hashanah. Echad Shel Rishayim Gemurim, Echad Shel Tzadikim, Echad Shel Beinonim. Three books. Rishayim, Tzadikim, and Beinonim. Tzadikim Gemurim, they're totally righteous. They're Nechta, Venechtam, they're signed and sealed on Rosh Hashanah. Right? Rishayim, signed and sealed. Beinonim, Tzluyim Ba'omdim. They're in limbo. They're in limbo until Yom Kippur. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to see how their week goes. Okay, says the Magen Avraham, you say Tekasev, say Chasem. The Ramah says only Tekasev. Why? What's the Nekudas of Machlokas here? The Ramah says, let's go, Tekasev, why? Well, we're Benonim. We're Benonim. So how do you say Vasei Chasem on Rosh Hashanah? So you say Vasei Chasev. Right, the Balatanya, the Svarim Shel Benonim. We're all Benonim. But the Ramah obviously said, you wish everybody there a tzaddik. And if you're really chassidish, you add on a whole phrase, whatever you want to add on. That's fine. But that's where the two minhagim come from. Right? The Vilna Gaon agrees that you don't say v'sei chassim. The minhag of Klal Yisrael is to say v'sei chassim because you have it there, the Magen Avraham in source number 9 and the Gra in source number 10. But that is our minhag. Right? We wish everybody, by when we say techa v'sei chassim, or you got to know, like, if you get like three women, you get to say techa sevna v'secha, show off your diktuk knowledge of the what to say, techa sevu. Anyway, but that's the minhag that we say that. Tav Kuf Pei Gimel. Next, we eat various items, L'shem Simen Tov, on Rosh Hashanah. This is based on a Gemara in Maseches Krisus. Yehei Adam Ragil Lechal Rosh Hashanah, Rubia, all these things, leek and beets and dates. And whenever we say it, we say this Yehi Ratzon, that's a play on words with the items. And there are some families that make up their own Yehi Ratzons using various items to make, right, to make it interesting for the kids. Whatever you want. That's the but either way, the one that's but it's based on a brisa in Maseches Krisus. Interesting. The most common one, the most famous one to do is the apple and the honey. That one is not in the brisa. But that's the one that everybody does. But that's the Rama quotes it. The Rama quotes in Tavkuf Pei Gimel, V'yishnogin lechol tapuach matok bidvash. V'omrim tischadesh aleinu shanat mituka. Right? It's all, these are, even if you don't, the poskim say, even if you don't have the items, you could say the hiratzons. I don't have leak. I can't ask for my enemies to be destroyed. All right, you're allowed to say the hiratzons. Rav Nevenzel writes, I think, in his Agada, that one does not need the in his Mishnah Berurah, that one does not need the items in order to say the tefilos. But that's what we do. Halachically, though, let's say we're going to eat all these. Let's say the tapuach pidvash. So what do we say? We're going to make a bari pri ha'etz and say the bracha. So first of all, why are we making a bari pri ha'etz? We just washed. Most people have the apple in the honey right after they washed. That's why are we saying a bari pri ha'etz? Because it's not part of the suda. Right? Whenever you eat something not part of the suda, then you have to make a separate bracha. Even if it's right after you washed. We're not eating the apple because we're hungry. We're eating the apple because as a simin, that's, you know, it should be a good year. Right, just like if you think back to the Seder, or think forward, remember what the Bala Seder always announces by Karpas? Your Bari Pri Adama, have in mind the Maror. You can eat the Maror after you say Amotzi. What do you have to have in mind the Maror for? The answer is because you're not eating the Maror because you're hungry. You're eating the Maror because it's a mitzvah to eat Maror. Whenever you eat anything during the meal, not L'shem as part of the meal, you make a separate bracha. So that's why we make the bracha. But we make the bracha and one should make the bracha, take a little bite, swallow, and then say the hiratzon. The bracha goes on the swallowing. So again, that's what we show. Some make the bracha first. Some say the hiratzon first. No, first we give a bracha to Hashem. Malki Tzedek made that mistake in source 14. Right? He first gave a bracha to Avraham and then gave a bracha to Hashem. And the Gemara says, yeah, he lost the kahuna because he first did that. Like when you make a toast for somebody, make a l'chaim, you should always make a shahakol. I mean, I don't drink schnapps, but if you make a wine, whatever, make the bracha, have a little sip, and then make the toast. First you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And then you praise the person, give a bracha to the person. Good. We use, again, these items as a motivational prop to make us think about these tefillahs. The ikar is the tefillah. Ikar is the tefillah. There are different minhagim about whether you say Shem Hashem or not. Yeretzom HaFadach Hashem Elokeinu. So whatever, one should follow their minhag of whether one says Shem Hashem or not. The Mishnah Berurah notes in Sif Katan, hey, there's another skula. It's called not getting angry, right? On Rosh Hashanah, we should really try not to get angry. That's what they say. They say the joke that the Rama quotes as a minhag not to eat nuts on Rosh Hashanah because egos is gematria chet. So first of all, it's one off. Right? It's equal to ches tes, not ches tes al. Okay. But either way, they say chet is also gematria chet. Right? So one should make sure to stay away from chatoim, not just egozim. Right? That on Rosh Hashanah. But that's the minhag that's quoted. But all again, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, kol elu in yanim osin akol simin tov shita, shizur ma'osh lo yichos biyomim elu. Right? One should, simin tov, one should try not to get angry during these days. The Ramah quotes the minhag of not sleeping on Rosh Hashanah. That means during the afternoon. Rama quotes the end of Tavkuf Pei Gimel. Got Nogim Shal Lishon B'Yom Rosh Hashanah U'Minag Nachonu. It's a nice minag. The Achronim quote, the Arizal used to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. So two answers to that. Number one, the Arizal did more when he was sleeping than other people do when they're awake. And number two, if we want to take this Arizal, you have to take the whole package. It's not like you could pick your Arizals. The Rama quotes to try not to sleep. Again, if one feels that they are very, again, after an exhausting davening, and they're just going to waste their time, so a cat nap for 20 minutes in order to be able to learn for the next 2 hours is fine. You know, it means you shouldn't go back to your bed and, you know, do that. Putting your head on the base medrash on the table if one needs to, you know, it's not an isser. That just means that we shouldn't, right, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Yoshev batel ki yashin dami. If we're sitting doing nothing, that's no better than sleeping. So we have to use our head. If we feel that we need a little nap, so then that is okay. There's no isser of sleeping. The Rama also quotes the minhag of tashlich. Right, throw our sins into the river. So we're not throwing our sins into the river. There's different minhagim where this comes from. Water is every coronation in the Tanakh happened by a mayan. So we're being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we go to the water in order to be mamlechim. There's also a medrash. There are Schwab quotes that on the way to the Akedah, you know, the Satan didn't want Avram to do the Akedah, so he tried in every way possible. And he also dressed up like an ocean, and he was gonna drown Avram. Avram was trying to go through, and there was this water. The Satan was dressed up like water and tried to flood it. So Avram got through. So as a zecher to that Mesiras Nefesh, also we go to the water, and we're able to do it. Again, if one doesn't have water, it's tefillah. One could say it, but again, that's what we try to do. Okay, so that is the various minhagim of sleeping, of tashlich, etc. Tavkuf pei dalid. We don't say halal on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The malachim were bothered by this. Why don't we say halal on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? But the Gemara says, right? Sefer Chaim Omeisim Suchim Lefanav. Right, the books of life and death are open. It's not appropriate to say halal on Rosh Hashanah. Tavkuf pehei. Just getting through again. Just doing what's lemaisa. Tavkuf pehei. The bracha of shofar. Tzarech litzkoa meumad. We blow shofar standing. Right. We blow shofar at the bima to have the schus of Torah to be with the schus of the shofar. Kodem sheyiska yivarach lishmoa kol shofar vivarach shachyanu. Again, all of these obviously have a lot of lamdas. We say lishmoa, not litkoa. We say the bracha of shmias haShofar. We have kavana to be yosei. The mitzvah of shofar, we paskin that the mitzvah is to hear it. So it's not like one of these shomea kaona that, oh, he's saying the Megillah for me. No, I'm hearing the shofar. I'm doing it myself. I hear the shofar. He's being motzi me in the brachas, right? But you know, the shofar, I am hearing myself. Vein chilak beinim yirach la'atzma or shofar yatsa. Fine. V'yiska, and we blow. V'tov the Rama quotes v'tov. Let's go up beside Yamin. If it's possible for the Baal Tokiah to blow out of the right side of his mouth, that's better. If not, not. This is a very, it's famous if you know it. We'll make it famous right now. The Bir Halacha quotes here the only time ever in all the writings of the Chafetz Chaim that he quotes a contemporary rabbi. Right here. He quotes Rav Meir Simcha, the Meshech Chachma. He quotes I heard a remez from the Meshech Chachma, why to blow from the right side of your mouth, because there's a pasuk in Shoftim that when Gidon was there with fighting, they held the shofar in their right hands and their fire in their left hands. There's a lot of history why he quotes the Meshech Chachma. He doesn't quote anybody ever. So they say that he had a machlokas with him and he wanted to make sure that he didn't have any hard feelings, so he quoted the Meshech Chachma dafka in the writings. That's the only one right here. The Bir Halacha in Tavkuf Pehei. It's the only time that the Bir Halacha quotes a contemporary. There is a huge topic about whether one should make Kiddush or one shouldn't make Kiddush before Tkios. One should follow the minhag of whatever, wherever they are. Different shuls, different yeshivas do different things. Both have what to rely on. The Rama quotes the minhag of a makri, b'nogin lahakros lefnei tokea. The makri that's not a hefsek, because tzorach of the tefillah, of the tkios, that we call out before the tkios. Tavkuf Pevav has details of the sound of the shofar and the shofar, which we're not going to get into now, because not so lamaisa for most of us. Just one lamaisa sound is that any sound of the shofar is kosher. Now, sometimes we hear a sound, and we're like, oh, that's a pretty Nebuch sound. That was a Nebuch shvarm, right? It doesn't matter what the sounds are. Even if it changes in the middle, that's okay, right? It's a kosher sound. Any sound is kosher. It's not so pretty. But any sound is kosher as long as it's one sound. As long as it's one sound, you can't stop in the middle of the tkias. But all shofars are sound, even if it changes in the middle. One should have kavana. What should one be thinking about during the shofar blowing? In many machzor, the art school machzor, as Rav Saad you go, many have the 10 kavanas. So any one of those are good. Tshuva and Maamar Har Sinai and Geula. And Akedas Yitzchak, and just pick one, pick two each time. There's plenty of them to think about, and that I'm being yotzi my mitzvah. But it's a very, they tell a story. The Rav Shlomo Zalman said when they told him this story, he was so upset. Why? There's a story that one time there was someone who was about to blow shofar, and the makri or the Baal Torah was like really crying and getting very emotional. He was about to blow. And the very litvish, I have a lot of kavana. I'm just saying that. I'm not knocking anybody. I'm litvish also. I mean, my father was born in Germany and Poland, but it's all world together. But I'm just saying that so you can appreciate the story. What are you crying for? He says, what? Do you cry before you eat matzah? What are you crying for? He says to the Baal Tokeya. You're doing the mitzvah, l'shem mitzvah. Shlomo Zalman said when he heard that story, he was very upset. Shofar is different. Shofar is not eating matzah. Shofar is about going inside to our neshama. Shofar is about going in. Hopefully, Bezer Shem will talk about that. I'll be here next Shabbos. Maybe we'll have some shiurim regarding Inyanei Shofar. But anyways, that's the shofar. It's a powerful mitzvah. It's a tefillah without words, and we should make sure that we're ready for it. Tav kuf pei. Okay, we continue. Tav kuf pei vav. We talk about various falling into a pit. I don't think it's going to come up right now. This year, Beis Hashem, a lot of those halachas came up in Corona. Huge halachas. Could you put a thing on the other side of the shofar so germs don't go out? All these halachas that we never think are shayach or never think of lamaisa, you know, all come up lamaisa. We're just not going to do it right now. Tekiyah shofar again is bayom. Tafkuf peches, miem ruyim l'tkiya shofar. Tafkuf peites, who could blow shofar? Anyone who's bechuyev. Anybody who's bechuyev, which means any male gadol. Any male gadol could blow. He should have kavana that he's creating the sound of the shofar, and he's being motzias in the brachas and in the creation of the sound. And we have kavana to be yotze. Oh, tafkuf tzadik. How many sounds do we have to hear? So our minhag is to hear 100, but how many do we have to hear? If anybody's ever gone to blow in a senior citizen or whatever, somebody's sick at home, you go, well, 30. So it's 30, 100. So step by step. What does it say in the Torah? In the Torah, it doesn't say exactly how many sounds one has to hear. It says the word trua three times. It says the word trua three times in the Torah. Yom trua yelachem. And not even all by Rosh Hashanah. You have to take Yom Kippur of Yovel and Rosh Hashanah, put it all together. It says the word trua three times. And we have a mesorah that whatever sound the trua is, you have to have a straight sound beforehand and afterwards. That's the mesorah, the Torah Shabbat Peh. Tekiah before, tekiah after. So we start off with 9. That's step one. Step one, how many sounds do we have to hear in Rosh Hashanah? 9 sounds of the shofar. We have to hear 3 truas and surrounded by tekiahs. Fine. What? There's a problem, though. We have no idea what the sound of the trua is. This is unbelievable. In the Gemara, it says we don't know what the sound of the trua is. Rabbi Avo de Kesari, the other Rosh Hashanah. We don't know. Meaning, we know it's some type of crying. But is it what we would call groaning? What we call shvarim? Like a krechts. Or is it a wailing? Like a sobbing? Like a baby having a total meltdown? Or is it a little of both? Like you start off slow crying and then total tantrum, right? It doesn't go in the opposite order. So that's why you don't have to worry about trua shvarim. But we don't know what to do. So just in case, we have to blow all 3 times each. And that's why you have to blow 3 shvarims before and after with a tekiah, 3 truas before and after with a tekiah, and 3 shvarim truas. Because we don't know what the Torah wants. Maybe the Torah wants us to blow 3 shvarims, maybe 3 truas, maybe 3 shvarim truas. And that's why, to be yotzei mitzvah, you have to blow 3 tashats, 3 tarats, and 3 tashrats, all together, 30. That's where you get the minimum of 30. Because you have to hear 3 sounds, but you don't know what the sounds are. So that's why we have, that's why we get to the minimum of 30. That's step 2. You go from 9 to 30. Next, we have tekiyos. The next, there's a din. Maybe it's a din daraisa. Maybe it's in the drabanan. Okay, this is all in the Shulchan Aruch, but just make sure we finish. Tekiyos al seder habrachas. Special din that shofar is done in conjunction with Shmona Esrei, with davening. The only mitzvah like it. We don't eat matzah during Shmona Esrei. We don't do any other mitzvah in the middle of Shmona Esrei except for shofar. Shofar must be connected somehow. But either way, so we have 30 kolos, so we also blow during Shmona Esrei. We blow another 30 kolos during Chazaras Hashatz. Tashat, tarat, tashat, tarat. Right, that's 10. You do that 3 times, one by each malchias, sephronis, and shofros. That gives another 30. So we've gone from 9 to 30 to 60. And now we round up to 100. Why do we round up to 100? Because there's a Yerushalmi. Tosfos quotes and others quote that Aim Sisera, the mother of Sisera, a very anti-Semitic general in Sefer Shoftim, cried 100 cries when her booby didn't come back. And because of that, we blow 100 cries. There have been volumes written. Why do we care about Aim Sisera on Rosh Hashanah? Not for us now. But we round up to 100. So either, if one, there are different minhagim. Some have the minhag of blowing shofar in the silent Shmona Esrei and in Chazaras Hashatz. If that's true, then by the time Shmona Esrei is over, you have 90. If not, you have
60. Either way, after Shemoneh Esrei, you finish it up. Either you blow another 40 or you blow another 10, depending on how much you have left to get to 100. So that's where we go from 9 to 30 to 60 or 90 and then to 100. Again, minimum is 30. Minimum is 30. And we try not to be mafsik, meaning once you hear the first 30, right, at the beginning, if one, I always announce in shul, if somebody has to take care of a baby or somebody has an emergency, whatever, they will yotze the mitzvah. They will yotze the mitzvah of shofar as long as you heard the 30. If not, so then you try to be mafsik. If one has to go to the bathroom after that point, you say an asher yatzar. Say an asher yatzar, even though that's not called a hefsek, because you went to the bathroom. You have to say, maybe by the end, you have to go to the bathroom again. So that's not called a hefsek, but either way, those are the steps. There is a machlokas rishonim. Again, only the Baal Tokeh has to know this. Are you supposed to take a breath between the shvarim and the truas? Right? Shvarim shrua. Do you take a breath? So that's the machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and the other rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam quotes, you need a breath in between. It's called shtei neshimas. And the other rishonim say one. So most shuls do like the pshara of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Tavkuf Tzadik Siv Dalid that the first 30 you do with neshima achas, right? Do with one breath. And the next one, skiestim umad, you do with shtei neshimas, right? That's what the Shaar Tzion points out, that even though the Rama argues, most do like the Shulchan Aruch, right? The first 30 are at one. Sometimes you can detect it because the Makri kind of alludes to the Baal Tokeah, right? But the first one, he says, Shvarim Shrua, and then I'll say, Shvarim Shrua, because he's alluding to the fact that you should take a breath by the other ones. Makri sometimes could do that. Good. Tov Kuf Tzadi Aleph. We continue now. That's the shofar again, what we have to focus on. Tov Kuf Tzadi Aleph has another couple of important halachas. Again, Malchias, Achronos, and Shofros, the special Amida that we have, the only day of the year that we have a 9 bracha Amida. It might even be a Din D'Oraisa. There's a Rashi in Parshas Emor, maybe the Parshas of the Gemara, but those are crucial brachas. We have 10 psukim from Tanakh in each bracha that are mentioned from the Gemara, and we do our best in terms of focusing during Shemoneh Esrei. There is the in Siv Zayin, the minag is the Rama quotes different tefilos, Aleinu Maloch Ochila. I don't know if he quoted it here. Maybe the Achronik, I don't remember. But there's a minhag in some shuls and most shuls that we are Koran Mishtachavan at certain points in davening. I think every shul does it on Yom Kippur by the Avoda, but some do it on Rosh Hashanah also by Aleinu. Right, we see Aleinu in Malchius, so Aleinu Vanachnu Karim. So just a halacha to remember. Sometimes they give out paper towels, you know, to by Aleinu. So many think that the paper towels are to make sure that your pants don't get dirty. So you could put it onto your knees, that's fine. But there's a halacha. There's a halacha quoted in earlier in Arachayim, in Hilchos Tachnun, about Evid Maskis. There's an isser for a Jew to bow all the way down and not have a hefsek between his face and the ground. Because that's how the non-Jews worship. So that is why, whenever we go down, there has to be a hefsek. So that's why the paper towels are there. You can take two, one for your knees and one for your face. There has to be a hefsek between your face and the ground. And that is, you know, one can use anything. One can use you could use a towels bag. You could use any type of a hefsek between the two. But one has to remember that. That's the same yisod as tachnun. I mentioned this in the past. By tachnun, right? We do nefilas apayim by tachnun, right? Tachnun. There's no halacha that your arm has to be covered by tachnun. There's no such halacha. If I'm wearing short sleeves, I can't say tachnun. No such halacha. It's the same as halacha, Evan Maskis. Right? People think that you have the short sleeves, you have to stretch, you like say tachnun like this. That's not the tzur of the tefilas apayim. Your face has to be facing the ground. The halacha is that there has to be a hefsek between. So if I have my arm like this, tefilas apayim, my arm is me. That's not a hefsek. Just like I can't use my hand for a yarmulke. If I have a sleeve on my arm, then that's a hefsek. But if I do this like on the table's between my face and the ground. If I have a sitter, if I have a shtender, you could do it with short sleeves. There's no halacha about the arm being covered. Right? The halacha is that you have to have a break between your face and the ground, the same halacha as Kriya. Good. Moving right along, just two more minutes. The Shulchan Aruch and Tav Kuf Tzadi Zayin talks about Seuda. So we paskin that there's a Chiyuv Seuda on Rosh Hashanah. Chiyuv Seuda to wash, to have bread. Ochlim v'shosim usmechim. We don't fast. Amnam lo yochlu kol savam.
The Shulchan Aruch says it's not like the Chagim. Don't overeat. Don't overeat. And so why? Because there are some Rishon, there are some going in and say to fast. So we don't paskin that way. But there is an echo of this in Halacha. If you forget Yalav Yavo in benching on Rosh Hashanah. Or usually if you forget Yalav Yavo, what's the rule? If you have a chiyuv to eat bread, then you have to repeat. Right? The first two meals of Shabbos and Yantif, you have to repeat. So the rule should be, you have a chiyuv to eat bread, so you have to repeat. So because there are some Rishonim that say you should fast, so if you forgot Yalav Yavo, you at least don't have to repeat benching. You shouldn't forget. But if one forgets, then one does not have to repeat because there are some Gaonim that say there's not even a mitzvah to eat. But again, that's the halacha in terms of that. But it's Yantif, and we should try to do what we can in terms of enjoying. On the second night of Rosh Hashanah, there is a minog to have something new, a new type of fruit, tafresh. Why? Why? Because we're going to say a Shechianu on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. And there is a discussion in the Rishonim whether the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is one long day, right? Yom Ha'arichta. And if it's one long day, I already said Shechianu last night. So how could I say another Shechianu? Or is it 2 days? If it's 2 days, like every 2 days, you know, you could say a Shechianu. So Maker Adin we paskin, it's 2 days. And therefore, there's no problem saying Shechianu. But we're machmer lechatchila to try to get in, to cover the Shechianu with something else. If you have a new suit, you wear the new suit on the second night. Or if you have a new fruit, you have it in mind. But again, Rosh Hashanah Zalman, I think, says, the Iker of Shechianu is on the day. Don't just think about the date or the fruit or whatever it is, the star fruit, whatever, I don't know what. But, you know, the Iker is the day. But it's a chumrah, and we try to be mekayim that chumrah with something new on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. Good, and then the day after Rosh Hashanah, of course, is Tzom Gedalia. Right? What is Tzom Gedalia? All of a sudden, we're thinking about the Churban. That itself is a separate topic. Maybe we'll talk about that another time. But either way, these are some Minyani Rosh Hashanah. Any other questions that we didn't cover? I think we covered. Try to cover most of the halachas that are lamaisa. Again, that's try to the more. Just mention one other thing. If one could look at and review the Rosh Hashanah machzor before Rosh Hashanah, it would make a huge difference in your davening. Meaning, sometime obviously it has a machzor. If you don't have a machzor, you know, you should just get machzor beforehand. Again, if you don't have a Hebrew English machzor, if you would want that, you might as well buy it now and you have it for life. You know, there's no reason. I'm always, you know, suffix buying svarim lechumra. But if you can, and then just look at it over sometime before Rosh Hashanah, right? Sometimes it's like, oh, what's next? How many? We're not at the right, and they say, oh, it's good to have a Hebrew English machzor because then like the pages are like only half the number, right? It goes like double. You know how many pages you have left? You have 150 pages left to the davening. No, but it's like 75 because it's only half. But to look at it before and to know the structure of davening, to know Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros, to know where everything comes up, Chazar Shashat, and Osana Tokef. The more we know beforehand, the greater the experience could be. So Hashem, the more we prepare, we should all be zochet to an amazing, amazing Yantif. Hashem, next time we'll talk about the Nyanim of Yom Kippur. Okay, and tonight, 10 o'clock, those who are around in the Sichas Chaim.